It's time again for the Giant Foam Finger, a special sports-themed edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour. I'm Stephen Thompson. I'm a writer and editor with NPR Music, and I'm here, as always, with Gene Demby, the lead blogger for NPR's Code Switch. Hello, Gene.
How's it going, Stephen?
Yeah, I'm great. A little more than a month ago, some friends and I attended a baseball game in which the Washington Nationals played the New York Mets. And as happens every time we go to a baseball game, we were absolutely transfixed by the music that accompanied each Nats player's arrival at the plate. Basically, each player gets his own theme song. So like when Jason Worth would come up to bat, the announcers would blare the Game of Thrones theme. Or when Wilson Ramos is up, they would play the Fish song, Wilson. As you can imagine, this got us all talking about our own at-bat music, the songs we would play in the incredibly unlikely event that we would ever take a major league at-bat. So, Gene, I'm going to start with an incredibly pressing journalistic concern.
Okay, let's do it.
What is your at-bat song? And, and remember, they only get like 5 or 10 seconds from the... only get to pick a little bit of the song, so no long windups.
I was thinking about this, and so in my head, it would be something really cool and mellow, like Truffle Butter by Nicki Minaj.
Which several players use.
Yeah, because it's actually a perfect sort of walk-up song. Thinking out loud, I must have a quarter million on me right now. Hard to make a song about something other than the money. Two things I'm about to talk and blunt and staying blunt. Pretty women, now you're here. Or something appropriately martial, like the Roots stomp. Damn, listen, was this a matter of flesh and blood? Yes, it was. Does it matter who win and lose? Yes, it does. It ain't about the most blessed love. When you return to the essence, what is it back to the essence of? Greatness. Yeah, in reality, it would be something like Yakety Sax.
But yeah, when I played softball, that was always the song that I heard in my head.
So what are your songs?
All right, so for me, it probably has to be something from like Andrew WK's Party Trilogy. So probably It's Time to Party, but it could be Party Hard or Party Till You Puke. It's time to party!
Why those songs? I'm curious.
I mean, I think that they, when you look at the playlists, and you can go to, I mean, you can just Google Major League Baseball at bat music and find rundowns of what everybody picks. You see a ton of Metallica.
Right.
You see a ton of like Enter Sandman, which was like Mariano Rivera's big song that would play when he went up.
Because he's putting the opposing batter to sleep.
That's right.
Put him to bed.
Yeah.
And there's like few things less badass than a baseball player. But I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Andrew WK captures both the like rock and roll, like, you know, Welcome to the Jungle, you know, the menace with kind of goofiness.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this debate raged throughout this entire game. I managed to be out getting hot dogs during the Grand Slam that happened in this game. But during
You missed the Grand Slam?
I missed the Grand Slam.
Oh,
but,
man.
But during the entire remainder of the game, we were talking about this. And Katie, my girlfriend, who was sitting next to me, about on average, about once every inning would pipe up with, oh no, of course, it has to be an excerpt from the lecture on feminism in Beyoncé's Flawless.
We teach girls that they cannot be sexual beings in the way that boys are. Feminist, a person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. You wake up,
post up. So like an inning or two before the end of the game, I get this elbow in my ribs and she just leans over and she just goes, feeling myself.
I think, I mean, it's great because Beyonce is actually like, it's like amp up music. It's just not really, it's probably not the music you hear at a baseball game, but it is like definitely like spin class music. I was looking at the at-bat songs for the top five hitters by average in the MLB this year. Miguel Cabrera is Hypnotized by the Notorious B.I.G. Xander Bogaerts, the Red Sox, is The Hills by The Weeknd. Michael Brantley of the Indians is Walk Through by Rich Homie Quan.
Rich Homie Quan comes up a lot.
A lot, right? Jose Altuve, his is a Spanish song, Mi Boy Enamorando. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I haven't taken a Spanish class in a long time, so I butchered that. And Lorenzo Cain of the Worlds is Trap Queen.
Trap Queen Freddie. Comes up too. Fetty Wap.
I mean, that's a song that is an ode to your girlfriend who helps you make crack cocaine
right.
in an abandoned house.
Yes.
That's not really the demographic of Major League Baseball, right? Like the people who would get any of the, literally any of the slang in Trap Queen.
But yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. Like the more I dug around and looking, because we were, you know, we had all these questions like about licensing, like, oh, do they have to pay? It's like any public performance mm-hmm. license, ASCAP, BMI, blah, blah. But like there are all these stories, like baseball is so incredibly superstitious mm-hmm. that the players where it's like, I wear one sock pulled sure. up because I hit a little bit better when I did. The San Francisco Giants shortstop Brandon Crawford famously, like midway through the season, switched his song to Kelly Clarkson's Stronger.
Wow.
And his batting average went up 20 points.
Whoa.
and so I like the fact that that has now become woven into the lore of baseball.
So like everybody who's in a contract year should play Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, I mean, I love going to baseball games. Mm-hmm. And I think the music has become more and more a part of that. I mean, they've only really been doing this like ritually with every single player in every single stadium. It's only been going on for about 20 years.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it goes back, you know, it goes back a little bit earlier where there are examples here and there. Mm-hmm. But baseball is really, for me, one of the few sports that you almost have to attend it.
Yeah, it's the experience of watching a baseball game is, like, in person is so much preferable, so much more preferable than watching it on TV.
Baseball is one of those sports where, like, in person greater than radio greater than TV.
Right, that's right.
All right, so I want to ask our listeners for their thoughts on at-bat music. You're on deck. Tell us your song. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/PCHH or on Twitter at NPRPCHH. You can hear full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour every Friday on iTunes or at npr.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you, family. This is fun, as always.